Morning, everybody. So, oh, Borough, how are you feeling, young man? You feeling better?
I'm better. Yeah,
really missed you yesterday.
I missed you too. I hope somebody
it
has.
The only thing that it was the only thing that stopped it from being a perfect event. I can tell you now.
Yeah.
It was a Moi Dike event, very essential, very important, and the guy who suggested it and pushed for it to happen wasn't there.
I didn't want to. I've been listening to the Rosh Yeshiva. I don't want to get be a mazik and get anyone sick. So,
well, you could have come and not made people sick. Also, you know, it was a big place. Anyway, no. I'm just telling you. You almost missed it. Well, everyone was missed it.
I missed it. Thank you.
You were pushing for the Sahar. So, okay. All right.
We'll do the beach trip in the spring, God willing.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the big trip?
At least somebody other than me asked the kasha yesterday as I got there. One of the new guys, so when I don't understand. He says there's 10 people in the best midrash, and then you make a party and 35 people come. Like, where did these people all crawl out of? You know, I said, that's my kasha. You're not allowed to take that away from me. And that's always a question I have, you know. Anyway, fine. So I don't even know where we're holding. I see Yosef Biliak's not here. Okay, he made it to my 4 o'clock share in Toronto this morning, so he's forgiven for not being here. While I'm here is a bit of a mystery to me. I have no idea. It took me about an hour to find my brain this morning to give a share. Anyway, so I've used up whatever koiches have, and I don't remember what we were doing yesterday. Fine, we said that kol yudiu b'nai yichidu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, we were talking about the unique tachlis that a person has, and that everybody has to find and understand. It's from the Pasuk B'nai B'chayri Yisrael, the Maharal says there that each person, each family only has one b'chor. You can't have more than one b'chor, and while he's the b'chor, he's an only child. That's a getter of a b'chor. The b'chor is a child who is going to be an only child for a certain amount of time. Unless they're twins. I suppose I never had a b'chor in my house because my first kids were twins. So maybe that's a bit of a kasha. Whatever, but... No, they were without about 1 minute between the two of them. Yeah, sada, okay, whatever. But the musag is the musag. And then we saw from Hillel, the Pshat Hillel, I'm not me, then who's going to do my tafkid shili? It's the only tafkid that I can do, and if I don't do it, no one else is going to be able to do it. That's what we ended off with yesterday. Fine. Okay, and then I said today we would start I just want to remind you what we saw from the Ilkut Shmoini. There's no one that's similar to another one, and therefore everybody has to say Bishvili Nivra Olam. Since no two people are the same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each person, even though we're all identical, but we're all different. Therefore, a person has to say Bishvili Nivra Olam because there's no one else in the world like you. So only you can bring the world to its fulfillment. Because if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then the world's not going to happen. Okay, Masechtas Avos, I'm on Daf Tzadik Dalet. Masechtas Avos, Perek Vov, Mishneh Zayin. Moine HaTana Kodesh Ben Memchis Kinyona HaTayra, one of the 48 Kinyona HaTayra, the tools you need in order to make a Kinyon on Torah, not that what you need to learn Torah. One of the Kinyonim HaTayra is you have to learn Torah, but there's another 47 Kinyona HaTayra that you have to make a kinyan on Torah. These are the tools you need to make a kinyan on Torah. Is a makiris makoymai. Makiris makoymai. Inyan zehu mimailas achocham asholem. This is one of the qualities of a sholem, of a wise person who's sholem. Shabashay yudi makiris makoymai ves tafkidoi. When a person recognizes his place, his unique space in the world, he understands his purpose. Hu einu mitpal gam kashem makoymai einu noachlo. So then he doesn't get flipped out and he doesn't get confused when his place isn't even comfortable. It's not exactly what he would want. No, this is his place. This is where Hashem wants him to be right now. He understands he has a unique mission. So he's accepting. This is where Hashem wants him to be right now. And this is where he serves Hashem. I was once driving from, I do that sometimes, I drive from Tifach to Bet Shemesh. I'm on the road a lot. And I happened to be giving somebody a ride, somebody who's himself a big Talmud Chochem, but he comes from very, very, you know, Choshuva stock. His grandfather was one of the Gedolei Ador. I don't want to mention names here because it's a bit embarrassing for him. So we were driving and, you know, these big concrete mixer trucks, whatever, they are, you know, on the 35, like where there's no way to overtake. Like on the 35, the 38, laws of Hev was before Druvrin, after Druvrin. Anyway, we're driving at about 3 kilometers an hour, and I couldn't overtake him. So I mentioned, I've been learning the Sefer, and we were kind of holding around here. And I said, I wonder what the unique tafkid is that Hashem has for me now that he's put this truck in front of me. You know, he could have put the truck behind me, and I could have got to the yeshiva quicker, but now I'm stuck behind this truck. Manyenli, what Hashem wants from me. So the guy turned to me and says, who thinks like that? Like, what are you thinking? What are you talking about? You're a truck, and it's a pain, and there's a truck here. My mom's a kashur. So anyway, so I told him the shtickle from the you know, Mekiris Makayme. You're in this particular place now, stuck behind a concrete truck, whatever. So then you have a unique mission. You have a job to do here. Otherwise, why are you here? Everybody is where they're supposed to be. You know, that's the unless you use your bechira to be somewhere where you're not supposed to be. That can happen. But if it's nothing to do with your bechira, you know, then this is where you're supposed to be right now. It's a double poshut. This guy couldn't get it. He just couldn't. Lord, it was beyond him. Anyway, so but that's the vort. Yudafka b'makom zeh v'kanu yavris Hashem. This is where you have to serve Hashem right now. Hakorazu mashara la adam roga v'shalva b'kol matzav shebohu nimtza. This recognition that you are where you're supposed to be at any given time gives a person a certain amount of tranquility. It gives him a certain amount of balance. No matter what situation he's in, you start practicing with the little ones. You know, you're stuck behind a concrete truck or whatever. So there you practice there, because that's a little one, you know. You start practicing with the little ones. You do targilim so that when the big ones, they shouldn't come. But when they do come, that you're ready for them. Then you are freed up. You're freed up. You're available to serve Hashem and to be happy and do whatever you need to do whenever you need to do it. The ito is sholoi or milchama, whether there's peace or war, tzar or simcha, shefa or machzor. Talmud u'mamshich lasa is nachas ruach l'koine l'ischesed im ha-kosh boruch b'kol ma'isav. Because he knows he is where he's supposed to be. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is where I'm going to be serving Hashem. Now, this is not easy. I don't have to tell you. You've been in bidud. Anybody here been in bidud? You know, this is where I'm supposed to be, and I'm happy, and I'm besimcha, and I'm beroga, because this is where Hashem wants me to be. Yeah, for the first 3 or 4 days, beseda, and for the first bidud, maybe you'll crawl out, and then a week later, you're back in bidud. I'm just using an example, current events. Well, they avoided there. This is not a poshut. This is difficult. It's not easy. It's not easy to do this, but that's what you have to do. That's one of the kinyan ha-Torah. You know, you have to first know that wherever you are and whatever you're doing, this is Hashem. And this is the best thing for you. And there's work for you to do here. You have a unique tachbid to do in this particular matzav. So that takes training. A person has to start training. So you have to first be aware of it. You have to know that that's pshat in the Mishnah. And it's a Mishnah. You know? it's not like a Musa Sefer. It's a Mishnah. You know, it's a little Hasidus, you know, nice Hasidish avort. No. It's a Mishnah Mefureshes. Mekiris Mekoyme. Okay, so that's a very important yesod. It's a short paragraph of a mock, and you have to do a lot of practical work here. It's not enough to just play this around in your head. You actually have to do this. You're driving and whatever, and it's raining, God forbid, and you get a puncture, you know, you get a flat. You know, you have to stop. So why am I here on the side of the road in the rain? Ba, 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 ba. Work and practice it. Remember, Makiris Makoyme. Okay. This leads to another very important principle, and we're going to spend a bit of time on this. We touched on it yesterday. We will see it at much more length now, which I said we would. Adibra Asiris, Achrein, Evasoris Adibrais, the last, the 10th of the 10 commandments. They're up here now. They're not on this Aron HaKodesh. Interesting. Okay. You usually find them somewhere on the HaKodesh. Is Lo Sachmud. It's the 10th of the Asara Dibros. Chashivas v'kedushim yucheres noadat l'mispa asiri. Kivishinema ha'avisiri HaKodesh. The 10th, I mentioned this yesterday, I think, of any system in Torah is always the most choshuv. That's the Chashivas. The Chashivas says asiri. It says v'asiri HaKodesh. The tenth level of anything is always kodosh. That's just even if you go to the number system, because that's the shleimus. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What's the shleimus of that? Is the 10. Yeah, but then you got 10 times 10. That's the 100. The 100 is the beginning of the next darga. So that's the connection to the higher level, and that's called kodosh. When you shalas a shayla, yoha yirayin rebicho mibayin atariag mitzvahs, esa mitzvahs habisisis biyoyseh. If you had to choose out of all the Karag mitzvahs, the 10 most basic mitzvahs, yeah? Aymanu choshvim alo sachmud, would you have thrown lo sachmud in there? Emunan b'ashem, shmir ha-shabbos, kibur ava'im, v'shteis, don't kill, don't steal. Kulu ha'in mitzvahs basisiyas b'yoyseh. Those are very fundamental mitzvahs, for sure. Luma zoyis, miyay choshvim l'shaychiz lo sachmud l'kufutzazeh, who would have thought to put Lo Sachmud into this very very esteemed group of mitzvahs. V'yoseh mikach, Even if you would have thought about it, even if you would think to put it in, let's say you got a flash of inspiration and you put it into the tent, you would make it the most important. That would be your tenth. Well, that includes all the ones that came before. Strange, no? Yeah. Anybody else there? Good. Okay. Sorry, can you put your mask on, please? No, okay, even if you're drinking coffee, the virus doesn't know you're drinking coffee. It's more chashuv to remember that the Rebbe, who's the Moed Asra, says you have to wear masks. That's fine, okay. So, atshuva l'kachi, shekashe adam mitmoided umatzliach la'amud b'nisayne shelo sachmud. A person has to know that when a person is battles and struggles and is matzliach, to withstand the nisoyon of losachmud, kusher roe yodeo umargish, when he sees and knows and feels all those three things, kul kibul oilam mole umakiles kol mashu zokuk lo bidyuk. She recognizes that he's given everything he needs. He has a whole world. He's not short of anything. Zua yedia shleima, hamafkifa vahakoleles is called yesod dibros. That knowledge that he has everything he needs, lo chaser lo klum, everything's exactly designed, his whole world, he is a whole world, oilam mole. That includes, that surrounds and includes all the mitzvahs, all the dibros. Oimek hamashmoy shel hamnias miretzach, gneiva v'kol shtar aveiros nimdodin lefi hamida shel hisnamnut michemdes ha'oilam sheni shelo. It starts with a person recognizing his world, and he understands that everything outside of that is not his world, and he has no desire or drive for something that's not in his world. And therefore, killing, stealing, jealousy, all these things that have to do with you thinking something outside of your world belongs in your world disappears. You don't have that problem anymore. You recognize your world, yeah? And then why would you go after something that's not yours? So there's not Slo Sachmud actually includes all the Saradibris that came before. This is your world, your unique world, and you have everything in it that you need. Whatever's outside of your world, what he's got, is not your world, it's not Shaykh to you. Rivisal Salanta said it's like wanting somebody else's spectacles. But they're not your prescription. You'll be blinded if you would wear them. But why would you want them? They're not yours. So too, the next door neighbor's new car, or this, or the donkey, or the wife, or whatever it is that you shouldn't be chaymed after, it's not yours, and it's not shaykh in your world. Even the benon lemokum has become more internal and more genuine. K'chol she'achush, 1 second, yeah, for sure. K'chol she'achush ki ani yechidi b'lomi. When I feel that I'm unique in my world, Hashem gave me all the powers and the conditions that are unique for me. There's nothing stopping me. There's nothing getting in my way of me achieving my shleimus. Show me the source for that, please. I want to see where that's written. I can't find a source for that in the Torah. I don't believe that's true. I'll prove it to you now. I want to jump to the moon. I have a deep rotson to jump to the moon. You'll never. No. We talk to all this for 1 second. But wait, you're mixing up lots of things. There. 1 second, slowly. But there's can I say seidapur? We talk to all this more. All this more is something else. That's a halacha. We're talking about ain dover oimed lifne rotson. Ain devakaze. Ain devakaze. Not Torah. Well, show me where it's written. Show me where it's written. Show me in the Torah where it's an end of it, because I'll show you. I'm proving it to you. I want to jump upstairs to there. Forget the moon. I have a mighty rotson to be able to jump 30 feet. But I have a rotson. No, you can't. You can't. There's lots of things that you have a rotson that you can't. Sorry. I have a tither. People have a rotson to have billions of dollars. But in Oyman Dollar, they're working 26 hours a day going after a chimda and a tither for mom and a rotson also. And they don't always get it. In fact, mathematically, it's impossible for you to fulfill almost any of your ritzoinus. I don't have time to prove it to you now, but I'll prove it if you want. Yeah, let's see, it's motivation. You can be motivated until you plotting from motivation. You may not be able to do what you want to do. Not saying not. But there are things that it won't push you to do. There are things that you won't be able to do, even if you have all the motivation in the world. I'm not saying you shouldn't have motivation. I'm saying you sit back and just do nothing. For sure, you have to use your motivation to do what you're supposed to do. But there may be things you're not supposed to do. You'll never be able to do them. Everybody knows that. That's the things you can't do. I don't care how badly you want to do it. That's what I say. You show me a Torah source different, I'll back off what the Torah says. The Torah says it. But and so, what's it got to do with what we're talking about? Mazik Kashula, what we're speaking about. The Torah says, Lo Sachmud. Don't go after something that's not yours. If it's not yours, it's not yours. Chemda pushes people to kill and steal. The Torah tells you what the getter of chamud is, that's aser, is don't go after something that's not in your world. What's shaykh to you and what's shaykh to your world, for sure you should have chemda for that. Lama lo? The Torah says, lo sachmud, what? Doesn't say lo sachmud, finished. It says, don't go after things that are not shaykh to you. For sure you should want your own spectacles. No, for sure you should want your own spectacles. You shouldn't want somebody else's. For sure you should want your wife. You shouldn't want somebody else's. That's not what state impossible.
How do you know if the, you know, $10 million is shaykh to you unless you try to go get it?
Depends why you want it. What are you going to do with it when you get it? Nothing wrong with wanting. Why you want it? What do you want to do with it?
Well, the Rosh Hashiva is going to have a whole great day program.
They always come up with the holy tiners. They want to do it so they can support more Torah. So we're all these guys that are making the millions. No, come on, don't. To be honest with yourself when it comes to these things. First, there's the chiv to make ishtadlis for panasa. No more. What do you mean? You want $1 million? Wow, that's panasa? That's panasa, fine. But for most people, that's not panasa. That's way over panasa. Okay, you have to come to tonight's Chovas Alavavas Shara B'Tochen Shia. We'll discuss all those people who want more money, less money, how much money. Well, there's three categories of why people want money. You fit into one of those three.
Kids, grandchildren.
Yeah, like Reb Chaim Brisker said, he's still waiting for that child. Which child? He said, whenever I ask people, why aren't you learning? They tell me, no, I have to work hard so I can support my children. When that child grows up, you ask him, why aren't you learning? He says, no, I have to work hard to support my child. He says, I'm waiting for the child that the whole world's been working for. You know, everyone's working. When's this child going to get you already? No, you have to do what you have to do. There's a lot of questions to answer. If you're not lying to yourself, it's very straightforward.
But Rav, why can't I want a certain amount so that way I don't have to work again? I can just sit and learn all day long.
Sometimes you can. Those are very.
There's no way to put a dollar number on that.
Once again, there is. The Chovas Halavavos discusses that. There is. That's a very personal cheshbon. A person has to sit down and see how much do I need to live on today, tomorrow. It depends on the person. Maybe he needs to work to make enough for a month. Some people need to work for enough for a year. I don't know. It's a ma'od prati and it's ma'od mukav from many, many shalas. Therefore, the person has a chiyuv to sit down and ask that shala. How much ishtadlis a person has to make, when he has to make ishtadlis. First of all, what you're doing, your ishtadlis has nothing to do with how much money you're going to get. What Hashem's kovei you're going to get. You can't change that. That's the first principle here. You can't get anything shalom agia lecha. Even if you'll steal it, you'll go out and steal it, you'll get it. But you're not going to benefit from it. You're not going to see any profit from it. That's number one. Number two is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided how much you're going to get. And number three is you have a chiv to make ishtadlis, which has nothing to do with the panosa. So now go make the decision of how much work you have to make. You want $1 million because you feel you can do a lot. Just 1 second. Can we get rid of the background noise? Yeah, sorry. Just 1 second. You wanna go spend, you need $1 million or $10 million or $50 million because you wanna do kiruv, you wanna open up an orphanage, you wanna, whatever you wanna do, yeah? If you really wanna do that, not you want, so ask Hashem to give you the money. Ask Hashem, make the correct ishtadlis that you need. That would be what's called valid ishtadlis for that particular endeavor. You have to ask what that is. I don't know what that is. But then you have to be really genuine with yourself. That's something that you really is driving you. It's not just some excuse. You want $1 million. So yeah, I'll give the yeshiva a bit of money, you know, and I'll bribe Hashem too. You know? No, but also it comes from Hashem. That's the first thing you need to know. That's not going to change. Now, how much ishtadus do you need to make? So that's a very personal, I've spoken about that many times. That's a very personal cheshbon made up of many, many factors. It's not a simple thing. And at the end of the person has to know himself and he has to be honest with himself. No one can tell you that really. Can guide you, can prioritize for you a little bit, but at the end of the day, that's your chede yichud and you're welcome to it. You know, because I've got mine. You know, and there's trial and error as well. Person has to play with it a little bit, how much I'm gonna make, where, maybe I made a bit too much, maybe a little or whatever, you know. But you have to find a way to deal with it. What about asking how much time I should spend on avodas hakodesh? You know, and then let your work fit in with that. We always find out how much work I have to make, and then I'll fit my avodas hakodesh into whatever how much work I have to make. Why don't we do it the other way around? First, see how much time I need for my avodas hakodesh, how much I personally should be learning and working and, you know, being oved in Hashem. And then whatever time's left, I'll make my shtalos for panasa there. I don't know. Why do we always start on the panasa? Start maybe on how much, you know, how much time I need to spend on my avodas hakodesh, and then I'll squeeze a bit of work in there. Because at the end of the day, the avodas hakodesh is your responsibility there. You can't have betochen. There the Chovas HaLevavos says, if you have betochen for that, you're an idiot. He calls it an idiot. I'm not sure being impolite here, although I don't mind being impolite. I'm not ever been accused of being politically correct, but the Chovas HaLevavos says you're a tipesh. Tipesh.
What's the idiot? What makes you an idiot? What did you do?
If you have betochen in Hashem for your spiritual achievements, it means, why aren't you learning? No, I have betochen, Hashem will take care of it. Everything's going to be fine. Why are you working in the business so hard? That person has to make panasa. See, you mixed it up. Because the panasa, you can't do anything about. That comes from Hashem. You have a chiv to make ishtadlis. When it comes to your ruchnias, you're responsible for that. That you can't blame Hashem for. So the Chovas HaLevavos says someone who has betochen in ruchnias is an idiot. That's what he calls you. I'm not taking responsibility for that, or I'd love to take responsibility for that. But he says it before me, so I'm just saying what he says. That's an idiot. You're having betochen in something that there's no room for betochen there. Well, by my kesher to betochen, where you have bechira, there you have getochen. No, in the one area that Hashem gives you, where you have to po'el, there you're throwing that back at Hashem. You know, it's the story. Rav Miller brings a story. Rav Motcha Miller brings a story. I started the morning off with him, so maybe we'll end the morning off with him. The father calls his son, his oldest son, Levi or Reuven, let's say, and he says, "Please bring me a glass of water." Mama, Mazaki is his son with a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. He feels very good or whatever, but he feels it's such a chosh of a thing. He shouldn't just do it all on his own. So he calls his younger brother, Levi. Says, "Levi, come here, go give Abba a glass of water," you see, because he doesn't want to do it all on his own and get all the mitzvahs. So he stays sitting down. He tells Levi, "Go bring your father a glass of water." So Levi thinks to himself, "Wow, you know, my Abba asked Reuven to get him a glass of water. So Choshuv, he shared the mitzvah with me. You know, I should also not be such a, you know, so greedy and get the whole mitzvah myself. He'll share it." So he calls his younger brother. He says, "Shimon, come along, you know, go give Abba a glass of water." Shimon thinks to himself, "Wow, this is such a choshuv a mitzvah. You know, Reuven passed it on to Levi. Levi passed it on to me. This is more choshuv. You know, the most choshuv a person around should do it." He goes to his father. He says, "Get your own glass of water." Well, the guys here are laughing. I don't know if the guys on Zoom are allowed to laugh or whatever, but Baruch missed that one. I can see in the expression on his face. I just missed the joke. That's having betochen in Hashem when it comes to your ruchnias. Hashem asked you to do that, so that you do. All the other things, Hashem says, "I'll take care of them." No, that we feel we have to take care of. We get mibulbal, we get our priorities mixed up. Anyway, what that has to do with sachmud, for sure, that's everything to do with sachmud. If you understand that you have everything you need in your world to fulfill your mission, And as you said, and if your world and it's shaykh to your mission, there you have chem de beseder. But to be chem at something that's out of your world, that's lo sachmud. That's a very big issa and includes in it all the other yisurim. That'll lead to shlichas domim, gilu arayas, gneiva, gzeila. That leads to all the big ones. It'll even lead to avodah zorah, by the way, because you want to get something that's not yours, you'll go to the avodah zorah to get it from you, to get it for you. That's the beginning of all your problems. As chemda for something that's not yours, that's lo sachmut. That's what it says in the pasuk. Okay, let's stop there. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick this up again tomorrow. There's a lot to think about here. A lot to think about. Mekiris mekoymoi, and to plug that into lo sachmut. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it, Baruch? Not really. Okay, we'll try again tomorrow.